Item 998, request of Charles Bridge Crane Johnson to address council regarding 77-day delay for this.
Maggie, you need to leave the dais, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. As you're well aware, but
For the record, my name is Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. It's about the third birthday of the bridge crane. I think only Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Fish were here 3 years ago when Dan Handelman and Teresa Rayford led the introduction of the bridge crane because, as we learned last week, somebody had incurred $10,000 worth of damages being shoved out the back door about the police contract. So happy birthday, bridge crane, 3 years since that closed session when we had to testify about the bridge crane with Commissioner Novick. As you can see on the agenda items, first of all, I guess I should definitely thank not just the national, but especially the local movement called Decriminalized Nature and Nicholas Combes for his testimony. I'd actually thought that there's going to be a huge potential for bridge building. One of the things that Maggie didn't mention is grants that are out there to protect pollinating nature areas and to assure survival for bees, bats, birds that do the essential work of pollination. So I have a feeling we'll be hearing more about that in the future, and maybe there's some room for some partnership there as we look at the great dearth, the deficit we have in services to help people recover from either homelessness and or addiction. We know that those areas, even though we've managed to find $200 million to rehab the Portland building next door, probably most Portlanders surveyed would say that we need to put more money into addiction recovery and emergency shelter, transitional shelter, those areas. For those of you who flipped through your little booklet up there, you had to read, and I didn't even, was distracted if Carla said, I'm here to read, regarding the 77-day delay for this communication. And unfortunately, the reason for that is because this body, with the absent mayor who used to serve across the river as the, I think, the chair of the county commission, knows that best practices are more often implemented by the county commission than by the city council. To speak to you today, I had to go down to the bulletproof ballistic glass that wasn't quite there 77 days ago and fill out this form around 77 days ago and wait and wait until today. Even though I'm not thrilled with the way Deborah Cafori has disposed of the $69 million Wapato building, she and her co-commissioners at least accept testimony from every person that fills out a form the same day. I don't know how far back, now that Commissioner Saltzman is gone, I don't know how far back the legacy of Commissioner Fish or Commissioner Fritz go, but the reason you don't have this best practice for democracy is because you all were terrorized by Paul Adolf Phillips, now legally named injured and pissed off. So I encourage you to step up to the plate with your values and improve the public communication sign-up policy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.